Hello again, friends and neighbors, brothers and sisters in Christ. It's Pastor Bob coming to you today from a very sacred and holy location. It's the sanctuary of the Vine Street Christian Church in Arthur, Illinois. And because we're in the sanctuary, we've brought in our favorite monks. Haven't heard from our monks in a while. But here they are, always ready to respond whenever asked to come in and chant that mystical chant of theirs. So we've got the chant of the mystics. We've got our 24th episode of Daily Respite today. It's Wednesday, September 1st, and it's Holly Wharton Day. From Holly Wharton's wonderful little book, If Trees Could Talk. Life lessons from the wisdom of the woods. Today we're going to hear from a tree. Yes, as Holly Wharton leads us to the Windmill Hill Sycamore. Today we'll hear from the Windmill Hill Sycamore, Holly Wharton. So let's let Holly give us a little context, and then we'll get into the actual devotion from that very tree. And that will be it. It's a little bit longer today. The tree's got a little bit more to say than we've had before, but it's all good. So let's begin. Holly Wharton, the Windmill Hill Sycamore. She says, one of the most special places in the world to me is Avebury, home to the largest megalithic stone circle in the world. Unlike Stonehenge, where the stones are blocked off from the public, you can walk right up to the stones at Avebury and connect directly with them. You can touch them, smell them, and feel their energy. It's considered by many pagan traditions to be a sacred site. Well, on this particular day, it was my second day at Avebury. I had spent the previous night at The Haven, a local bed and breakfast that I love. On my previous day's trip to Windmill Hill, I had made contact with a large sycamore that had told me it had a story, but that it wouldn't give it to me just then. I would need to return. I hoped that on this day I would be able to receive the tree's story. I walked up to that same sycamore, which, rather than being a single trunked tree, was made up of a cluster of smaller trunks. And the multiple trunks of this sycamore had formed a sort of bowl-like formation in the center, and I often climbed up to sit in the middle of the tree. I asked permission to enter. I waited for the tree's affirmative answer and then stepped up into the center of its clustered trunks and sat down, settling in to see if I could now receive the story. I had felt a bit unsettled the day before when the tree told me I would have to return. But this day, the sycamore began. And here were its words. Yesterday when you came, I said that I had a story for you, but not right then, and I know that you were disappointed. And I also know that you understood. And I also know that it wasn't until much later that you understood why. You cannot simply, and I say this in the most respectful of ways, you cannot simply walk up to us and ask for the story and expect to receive. Even if we have told you that we have the story, we expect more from you. We expect contact, communication, and time. You've already heard from other trees about the importance of sitting, of being still, of engaging with nature or observing nature. of being silent in nature. And this is why I would not give you the story yesterday, even if perhaps the weather was better for us to do this yesterday. It is cold today, with a chilling wind, perhaps not the ideal situation in which you would want to receive a story, or in which you would even want to settle down and be still in nature. And yet, you are protected, sitting in the midst of my trunks, for I am a multiple-trunked tree, as you can see. You are protected some, and we are not quite at the top of the hill, so the wind has not hit as strongly as it would if you were up higher. Some say that I am a portal. You have heard this yourself. A portal to what? A portal to other dimensions. A portal to the fairy realm. A portal to time travel. A portal to anywhere. You have not yet experienced this. It is not time for you to experience this. But it is possible for you to experience this. Not today, but at some point. You know that this is a special place. The ancient people here used this hill as a burial ground for a reason. Not just because it has a pretty view all around. The hill was more wooded then. There were more trees. It had not been cleared for farming. And I know this because I retain the history through the network. You know that us trees have a network. But what you may not know is that generations of trees receive the information down the lines. And this is how I know what it was like back then. This is still a peaceful land, still quiet, still not very developed. But it was much more rustic back then, before agriculture had taken on in such large forms as it is today. There were no large herds of sheep grazing in this field, rubbing themselves against the barks of us trees to scratch. You see that the tree next to me has a whole section of its bark free from moss and is covered with strands of wool. It's because the sheep scratch themselves on us. And we are happy to have that type of engagement, that type of contact, that type of communication. We are happy to have living things wandering amongst us, and we are happy to serve as a scratching post. Many people, well, not so many people, but some people do walk up here to this hill because it is known as a historical point of interest. And yet very few people wander beyond the mounds into this wood, which is disappointing because we would love to have more interaction with the people that come here. In this wood, you may feel a special energy. It is the energy of the Fae. Though you cannot see them, you know that they are there. And you are correct in guessing that that little wooded bit of trail just to the side of this hill, it's also a very special place. You can sense that you are not alone when you walk through that tunnel of green, and it is because you are not alone there. Us trees see through all the dimensions. We can see the human dimension, and we can see the other dimensions as well. And that's how I know that you are not alone here. As you sit seemingly alone amongst my branches, amongst my trunks. The other dimensions overlap with this one. Sometimes you can see through, and sometimes you cannot. They can see through to yours, and they are always checking you out to see your energy, to see if they might reveal themselves, to see if they might step forth and communicate and step forth and connect, step forth and show themselves to you. They very rarely do this because they know people do not believe. And they did in years past, hundreds of years past, but not so much now. And so they do not take the risk, which we think is unfortunate. But at the same time, we understand. And we do not judge. We do not judge. But if you sit silently, quietly, respectfully, for long enough, and if you put forth the intention that you want to connect with them in a respectful way, you might be just so lucky as to see them. And you might not see them in the way that you think you might see them. You might see them as clearly as you would see another human being, a solid three-dimensional being. Or you might see a shadow. Or you might see a flicker of movement in the corner of your eye. That is them. Or you might hear a sound. A sound that does not belong to a bird or a hare or a sheep. A strange sound. And you might find yourself looking behind and seeing nothing. That is them. Some of the times that you are walking, when you are walking alone and you get the sense that there is someone there and then you turn and see no one, that is them. They are coming forth to see you, coming forth to observe you, coming forth to evaluate you, but not yet coming forth strongly enough, confidently enough, visible enough for you to really know that they are there. And that is fine. And that is all right. I don't know what kind of story you were expecting today. I know that every tree has given you a different story, but I think it's my responsibility to tell you these things about the unseen realms, the unseen dimensions, so that you can know you are not alone, even if it looks like you are. And this is why humans, particularly small humans, young humans, children, enjoy fairy tales. Because they still feel that sense of magic that can exist in the forest, even if as adults they may not believe. And I think that this is our job, you and I, to remind them that if they just open their minds to the possibility of magic, to let in that magic into their lives, that they might start experiencing it in unexpected ways, in pleasant ways even. But to do this, you must respect. Respect nature. Respect their world. Respect the woods. Respect the trees. Respect the plants. Respect the flowers. And respect the animals. So many people come tromping through the woods as if they were entitled to walk here because it is a public footpath. And so they walk confidently and boldly through this land as if it was theirs. They step on flowers. They step on plants and they break tree branches. These are the people who quite possibly will never connect with the unseen realms because they lack respect. Pay attention to where you tread. Pay attention to the soil beneath your feet, the rocks, the stones, the plants. Pay attention to the trees that you pass, the shrubs, and the streams. Connect, connect, connect. And this will help you to connect with the unseen because it is there. It is there, even if you think you cannot see it. There is layer upon layer upon layer of dimensions that you can connect with and that you can benefit from connecting with. And we encourage you to do so. We encourage you to open up to the possibility. We sense that sometimes humans may be worried. What will other people think of us if we believe in magic, if we believe in the fairies, if we believe in the nature spirits, if we believe in the guardians of this land? You do not have to talk about it. You don't have to tell people. You can simply connect when you are out in the woods for a walk. And you can share the experiences if you choose. But we invite you, just you, you who are listening to this story, we invite you to open up to the possibility. If it is something that interests you, of course. If it does not, then bypass my story and move to the next one. But we suspect if you have been reading or listening thus far, it's because you are interested. And so we invite you, slow down, sit, connect with nature, and open your mind. And do not expect it to happen the very first time that you do this, because slowing down and sitting and connecting to nature and opening your mind to the possibilities, it is like, your scientists would say, it would be like strengthening neural pathways. We would say that it is like strengthening that connection. Strengthening that connection between the known and the unknown, the seen and the unseen, the magical and the not so magical, the human and the fae. The more that you strengthen that connection, the more likely you are to experience something magical, something new, something exciting, something unexpected. Unexpected in a good way. And so, we leave this with you now, with these words of encouragement. Sit. Be still. Be quiet. Connect. And keep doing so. That is all.